Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, hey, good morning. John Hollis, Waking Up Blessed. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Of course, we're live here at 9 a.m. to 9:30, August 27th. And it's a Monday morning, and we're chilling up here in Tallahassee. We got singer-songwriter Logan Bruce coming on with us here momentarily. You can check out his stuff on Facebook by going to Logan Bruce Music on Facebook. And Logan is a great guy. He's out of Ohio and does a lot of great music. He's a singer-songwriter. Some is, of course, about the recovery movement, but a lot of his music is just about being a singer-songwriter from the heart, and a great guy all around. Logan, welcome to the show. I'm glad that you were able to be a part of Waking Up Blessed with us this morning.
Thanks for asking me, John. How's it going this morning?
So far, so good, brother. Thank God, any day I'm above dirt is a good day. So
great.
Listen, part of the process here at Waking Up Blessed is letting our listeners know what Waking Up Blessed means to you.
Actually, I was thinking about it. I was driving to work this morning and thinking exactly what I was going to say. I guess it's like kind of when you're about to speak at a meeting. And you think about it, and then when you get to the meeting, you don't say anything that you were thinking about. but I don't, like, every morning for the last few months, like, I've been waking up, working out, and then I go to a job here in Ohio where I work with, like, my childhood best friend. And just talking about recovery, like, that, like, the fact that I can, like, my best friend asked me to come work with him, and I have opportunities like to play music coming up on Overdose Awareness Day here in Ohio, in Medina on the 31st. And then 2 days after that, I get to play a show with Joe Nestor, who was my roommate in treatment a couple years ago. Like, it's just like, there's really no other way to put it than just, it's like, I wake up every morning and I have felt blessed, like, for the last few months. Just how well things are going. Like, it's just maybe not progressing the way that I initially would have thought, but it's progressing musically, like, the way that it should. So, and you've been a big part of that too. So I'm sure we can get to that in a second here, but.
Well, thank you. You know, the process of going through the day, hey, listen, we all run into our trials and tribulations. We have good times and bad each day. We live each day a day at a time. When you go through that process of the day and you run into a situation that, you know, irks you, pisses you off, how do you deal with it?
A lot differently than I used to, that's for sure. I now take a step back. Actually, like, probably 2 days ago was one of the, and not anything specific, but just, it was just one of those bad days, you know, where everything's making you mad. I don't know if any listeners have any, like, mental health issues, but it seems like all of them are, like, acting up at once, whether it's anxiety, depression, whatever it may be. And kind of just taking a step back. That's what I've learned to do. Instead of feeding into the negative thoughts, or if somebody, like, if my friend pisses me off at work, instead of feeding into it, like, take a step back. And like I said, 2 days ago was a horrible day. Just nothing good seemed to be happening. And then yesterday was one of the best days I've ever had, just as far as, like, feeling like I was blessed, if that's how you want to put it. But I guess just taking a step back, not overly,
yeah, not reacting to it,
not feeding in. Yeah. Cause when I react, at least history shows that if I keep reacting the way that Logan wants to react, like, eventually the way I'll react is drugs and alcohol.
So, good stuff, man. Good stuff. What are
not
some
do
of
that
the,
anymore.
Do you find yourself, do you use prayer and meditation? Do you use literature? Does writing music help you to get a lot of the garbage out? How do you deal with it, like, working on Logan?
A lot of it is prayer and meditation. I remember early on, that's what everybody would say, and I'm sure a lot of us felt like this. Like, it was, people would say, like, just pray and meditate about it, and it's like, dude, that's not, what are you talking about? This is real life stuff here. That's not going to help. But actually, probably meditating is the most important thing for me right now. And it doesn't, like, there's no clear-cut way to meditate. That was some idea that I had to get rid of. You know, I'm not sitting there with my legs crossed on a yoga mat or anything like that, just like the stereotypical way, but like listening to music, writing music, meditating to me would be anything that gets Logan, like, away from Logan for a little bit. So
you,
music's definitely the biggest part of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you find that, you know, because you just got done, tell us a little bit about what you're working on. You're doing your first release, and let us know a little bit about that. And was that, like, a great experience for you as far as the writing is concerned?
Yeah, it's actually, it'll be out in, like, three to four weeks, probably. And that's kind of just, I got, like, the pre-production of it. Like, it's not the final version for anybody that doesn't, like, know the musical stuff, but, like, I've been listening to it nonstop for the last, like, week, and it's a song about my brother's friend who overdosed and passed away. The song's called In Our Dreams, and I actually put it out on Facebook, and it's, like, over 100,000 people have heard that version, just the amateur recording I did. But just to have, like, something professional. And then after that, we're going to be starting the process for either an EP or an album, whatever I can afford money-wise. But it's to think, like, back to 2 years ago when I first reached out to Rockers in Recovery, like, I think it was actually this song specifically. It was like, hey, can you guys please share it? Just trying to get anybody to hear my music. And now it's, like, to think that I'll be on, like, have music on Spotify, and people are asking where they can buy my music and stuff, and it almost is, like, too good to be true, if that makes sense. In a good way, though. It's not like I'm overwhelmed. It's just, like, a dream come true. Like, I would have never thought 5 years ago when I first tried to get sober that anything like this would be happening.
If you could sum everything up, we got a couple of minutes to the segment. If you wanted to say anything, what would you say to your listeners, to the people that follow you? What would you say to everybody?
That I would say that the people that have been following me, such as yourself, that have given me opportunities to play shows, or, you know, we did the live video things on Facebook. The people that follow me, it helps more than I usually can say. Or that I talk about, like, it, like I said, like, I have my ups and downs. Like, there's days where I'm like, you know, this single's not going to do anything. Like, just where I get, when Logan gets back in Logan's way. And then I have a decent following of people now that whenever I start to feel like that, like, somebody will randomly message me and say that my song helped them. So the people listening to my music, it has a much bigger impact on me. Then maybe people realize it helps a lot more than I can really put into words. So,
do you find that through Logan's music, you're able to heal and other people are able to heal? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, and that's something I didn't think would be. It's still, like, kind of surreal to me. It's not like I'm some big famous musician, but the fact that I can, like, write something and then, you know, a mom who lost their kid a week before hears that song In Our Dreams and messages me saying that it was perfect and they needed to hear it because they missed their son that died a week ago. That's something that I think has been missing in music for a long time. Not me, like, music hasn't been missing Logan for a long time, but like, just the connection between people and the music with a positive spin to it.
Good stuff. Do you think that's with, and this is, like, a kind of a question that I wanted to pose to you, because you know, music as a whole, when you go out, you want people to understand that you're a singer-songwriter first. You're in recovery,
right.
Yes, and some of your music is based on recovery, but you're about being a singer-songwriter and writing who you are and what you're going through. It doesn't necessarily all have to do with recovery.
Yeah, and I think if I was to strictly write about recovery and, like, label myself as a recovery musician, not saying that everybody does this, but I think it would lose, I would end up losing, like, the fire. Like, I could only write so much about recovery. And I think part of recovery is real life. Like, I think when we come into the rooms or, you know, you check into detox with the clothes on your back and a book bag, maybe, like, the concept is to get back out into real life and live normal life. So that's kind of what I try to capture with my music, I guess, is like, yeah, the recovery stuff. But, you know, there's a whole world out there that doesn't necessarily understand this whole addiction thing. And maybe music can be that thing that kind of bridges the gap between those two parts of society.
Good stuff, man.
Yep.
Logan, we're so glad that
you
came on the show this morning. And you're part of Waking Up Blessed here on Monday morning, August 27th. And Logan's chilling up in Ohio and at work and making the day a blessed day. So, Logan, thank you for being on the show. And we look forward to having you back when you get ready to do your release.
All right. Sounds good, John. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
All right. Later, man.
Yep. All right, guys. There you go. Logan Bruce, Waking Up Blessed. I want to thank Logan for calling in this morning. Of course, Logan is a singer-songwriter out of Ohio. You can check him out at Logan Bruce Music on Facebook. And, of course, thank you to Sober Map App at SoberMap.com for sponsoring today's show and being a part of Rockers in Recovery Radio and Waking Up Blessed Radio Show. I want to thank Amethyst Recovery Center. And, of course, they are part of the Addiction Recovery Resources, along with the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, Sound Pillow, Sleep System, Sober Map App, Music Cares, and, of course, some 12-step organizations that are listed as other resources. And Smart Recovery is one of them, so that's a non-12-step organization. But check them out. I think that the resources that you can talk to here are balanced, and you know they can get you some help. If you would like to contact, of course, Amethyst Recovery Center, you can call them at 888-550-8306. Again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to Waking Up Blessed and being a part of our world this morning. We look forward to, of course, you guys coming back tomorrow. We're going to have a great show tomorrow, too. You can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com and listen live there. You can listen live at Facebook, Rockers in Recovery, and you can, of course, click and sign up for the newsletter. The Waking Up Blessed newsletter is out. Go to the rockersinrecovery.com site. Just click on the right-hand side where the tab says the current issue of Waking Up Blessed, and that current issue is up there. You can also sign up by going to the top navigation button. So, listen, you guys have a great day. I'm planning on it. And most importantly, be blessed in all you do. All right, guys.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.